even though one place is the Gemayat Taf Tashmash right near the Tefillin, but maybe Gisa, since you're going to watch the Tefillin better that way, that's Odiv, that's better. Trashi Kol and Turin, it's Fayodiv. Luhu Mibizyoni. It's more important to watch the Tefillin than to Mibazir the Tefillin. Kama Shul Muzer Al Shmirosan, Minak Vorim, you watch it from the mouth, or Minak Genovim, Tefayodiv Mibizyoni. So now, since this kiss, Patech kiss, even you put it under your head, so it's Mutter. The more of a hechi manachlu, where's the mokum we should live them? Om Reb Yirmiya, bein kar l'ksos. It's between the pillow and the mattress. That's where you should leave it. Shein shvayt, and shaloi keneged roshay. Put a little bit on the side of your head. You shouldn't be, your head is mamash right on top of it. Your head should be on the side, and this should be on the side of your head. Vavatoni Reb Chiyah, manichin b'koybi, put it under your hat. Tachas m'rashoysav, under your head. Demafak le lemusha de kubulabar. A kind of lot of hat, it means like a bag, and the opening of the bag should be outside. Demafag le lemusha de kaival labar, that the opening of the bag should be outside. Bakaporet sirelo bekilta, he wrapped it around with a sheet. O mafag le mushayhen labar, also the opening of it was sticking outside. Neshisha breda avidi, he old no, manechlu ashashifa, he used to leave it on a stool. Uparis sudra lavayu, and used to make a covering on top of it. What happened once? Hevikim nekayim the Rova, I was going in front of Rova. The Yomuli Rova told me, Zil isolate tefillin, go bring me my tefillin. V'yashachtinu, you know where I found this tefillin? Ben Karlixos, I found this tefillin under his pillow, between the mattress and the pillow. And shaloi keneged roshei, it was on the side of his head. They have the yadana, the yerm tefillah heavy. And their advice is they knew that that night before his wife went to the mikvah. So it means that that night he had tashmish with his wife, and still he saw where he left his tefillah. So tomorrow, like Murin halach lamaisu the yavid. Why did Rava tell the Talmud to go get his tefillah? He wanted to teach him halach lamaisa. That even though you're with your wife, still you're allowed to keep the tefillah under your pillow, just providing it's not mamish on top yet, it's a little inside of your head. But Hashem, it is only a head. There is mana Gemara, like Rashi says, because you watch it better. But as mana is there, Baruch Hashem, we have plenty of places where to watch our tefillin. Otherwise, you shouldn't leave your tefillin on your bed and near your bed.
You are holding Daf Chov Dal Amar Aleph from 10 lines down, but the 2 dots. Boy Mene Reb Yosef Brady of Nechunya Reb Yehuda. Now, what's going to be if Shnayim Sheyishonim Bamita Achas, two people are sleeping in the same bed? Ma, what's the loch? Do they say Krishma? Mahu Sheze Yachs upon of Yikra Krishma? Veze Yachs upon of Yikra Krishma?
But they weren't wearing pajamas. Used to be Orim. So you have two men sleeping together. So, Kozaman, they're facing one the other. Then they can't say Krishma. But Maho, that they'll turn around. One way will turn this way, one way will turn the other way. Are they allowed to say Krishma, even Krishma Shalamita, in such a case? Omalei, Hochi Yom Ashmuel, V'afilu Ishtu Imoy. You should know you're allowed to say Krishma, even if it's not only two men, nor a man and his wife. As Abide turned their faces around, backwards, they were allowed to say Krishma. So Maskevlo Rabbi Yosef, from you it's Mashma Ishtoi, you said you're allowed to say Krishma, even though you're in the same bed with your wife. It's Mashma Vloimi Boyacher, and Shita, one man with another man, Avada, they're allowed to say Krishma. So if the Svaris Pumfakiat Adarabba, Ishtoi Kegufoi, a man and his wife, his Kegufoi, your Rogu, used to your wife. So the word is, you have no machshavas, you don't think about something else, that doesn't bring the hearer. You're used to your wife. Therefore, you can have kavanah to say Krishma. Mashenkin achar, anybody else, lav kegufay. It's not like your goof. Therefore, even if two men, if they're lying backwards, if they're touching one another, it could be a tosser. That's a shayla. Maybe a tosser. With your wife, that I'm asking it's mutter. Because with your wife, you're used to her, so you have no bazundu machshavas. For another man, an acher, maybe it's also. So Drashi, ve'afilu ishta imoy, sheyavze ponov, that you have to about to turn your face away. Means calls the man, you're facing your wife, then avada it's also. Even though it's your wife, you're used to her, but they're talking about where they're both orum, so there is machshav that's coming to your mind, you can't have kavanah for trishma. But if you turn the faces opposite, you're like just the backs are together, that's mutter. The calls the man that Rashi shame, praying him, pon him, connected pon him, calls the man the faces are looking one to the other, she's the lady Yosef. Then Avad is also even with your own wife. The Ika Hiru, Negiyas Erva, Ayidai Every Tashmish. About you facing one the other, your Avery is touching her, so Pshita, there's a Hiru. So Rashi's mash will only be Yosef if the mom is touching one another. But Allah is brought down even if they're not touching one another. Avi, you're facing one the other, you're looking at one another, then it's also to say Krishma. Mashenkin, what about if you turn backwards? Then we're saying it's mutter. See, go to Raya. If it's mutter, by Ishtoi, so what then to everybody else? And he asked back, no. Maybe only Ishtoi is mutter because she ruggled with your wife. The drash Ishtoi could go for ruggle boy. You're used to your wife. But let your hero coolly hide. There's not that much hero. Therefore, if you're not looking at her, you turned away, face the other way, it's mutter for you to say Krishma. Mashenkin, if it's two men, an acher, then we still have the question, we don't know. If you have two men and one man faces the other way, is he allowed to say Krishma? The Gemara Meitzvei, Shnayim sheyishonim b'mita. Two men are sleeping in the same bed. Ach and b'mita achas. Is alocha zemach tepon of a kareya. This one could turn his face the opposite way and say Krishma. And the zemach tepon of a kareya. And this one could turn around his face to say Krishma. So this is not talking about Ishtoi. Smash even with an acher. Smash even with an acher also we pass in its mutter. So be you turn the faces around, you're not looking at one another, it's mutter. So the more of a Tanyachriti, we have another braisa, Tanyachriti, Hayoshin Bamita. Somebody is sleeping in the bed, and by the way, we said more time they slept in the bed, they weren't wearing pajamas, they were Orem. Ubonov Ubine Desa Bitsidai. He has his children, Ubine Desa, it could be his wife, Bitsidai. Is Hareze Lo Yikra Krishma. You should not say Krishma. El Imkain Hoysa Talis Masekis Bineim. Unless you have a talis mastic in between them, or else the cover is between them. Let's say your children are ketanim, then mutter. Then it's mutter to say Krishma even without a talis mastic b'neihim. And Poshet Aloch, it's also only if you're turning your face away from them. It's called the man you're looking at the other person is Orim, she just ought to say Krishma. Just if you turn your face around, then if your children are young, then it's mutter. Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll see. We're talking about the case where there's no concern from Raya Serva. Either he has a mechitza, he has some garfel around his waist. Yeah, have to talk about that. Today's the Yeshikash, right? Shlemish Yetsu Raya Shlechutza, the one man the yama. It's ever a Libra Raya Serva, Yeshlemish Libra Raya Serva Mutta. Inami Chaitzes a big the Kenega Libra. Where else he has the chitzza? But we get away with that problem.
Isn't this more Shmuel, the Gemara we learned earlier, the Kriyashma,
how the Mita is not supposed to be in the Mita? No, we didn't learn that's supposed to be. The Gemara's Poshas Mash, which should be in the Mita. The Mira just says, if you want to, you could say it outside before also. The Rambam's Lashon is Zanich Nas Lamita. That's not true. Right. Bishleim of the Rabbi Yisus of the Gemara like Kasha. Hobi Ishtoi, Hobi Yachu. Who we have the spirit of two brises here. One brise says you're allowed to say Krishna, one brise says you're not allowed to. So according to Rabbi Yisus, it's very good. Rabbi Yisus was machalik between Ishtoi and Anachar. With your own wife that you ruggle with your wife, then as long as you're not looking at her, you turn your face backwards, you're allowed to say Krishna. And the brise that says it's Osir, song about Anachar. And the Lishmuel Kasha, according to Shmuel, it's Kaat Shver. Shmuel says that what it just like it's mutter with your wife, who was it it's mutter with anybody else? So it's the spirit that in the braises. So Drashi Bishleim the Rabbi Yosef, Diyama Ishtoi Hidishaya. It's only mutter to say Krishma even though you're in bed with your wife. If you turn your face around, only with your wife. Avolachar loy. But with another person, it's usher. Mitarat Lula Masnisi, give a terrorist to his braises. Hold the Ishtoi, that's what it says it's mutter, it's with your wife. Or the Acher, the Brisa says it's also somebody else. Lord is Tony B'nai Beisai. That's what says the Chilik by B'nai Beisai. Whether the Gedirlam or the Katanim, ain't a Yishta. B'nai Beisai here does not mean your wife, it means your children. So that's good. Hoya Yoshim B'mito B'nai Beisai, the Yishta B'chlau Beisai. That is right. So the Morel L'Shmuel Kasha. But Shmuel says there's no Chilik between your wife and somebody else at the same halacha. That if you're facing one another, you shouldn't say Krishma. But if you turn your head around, you're allowed to say it's the spirit of the braises. Omalach Shmuel Enechanami. Le Rabbi Yosef, even according to Rabbi Yosef, me nicha, the come out good. For Tanya, Gafrat is one braise that says, Hoye Yoshin Vemita. You are sleeping in the Mita. Ubonus. Well, the Bach takes out the word Ubonus. It just shouldn't be Ubnei Beis Bemitoi. That means your wife. So the Beferish of Brisa that says Hayoshim Bemitoi, you're sleeping in the mita with your wife, Ubnei Beisoi Bemitoi, Lo Yikra Krishma. You should not say Krishma. El Im Ken Hoisa Talisa Masekas Bneiim. The only yetzer is to put the blanket between you, but it does not help turning your face around. So this Brisa Zichading Zachan Yav Yosef. Elamayus Lekul Meimer, what do you have to answer according to Rabbi Yosef? Ishtar le Rabbi Yosef Tanoihi. That according to Rabbi Yosef, the din of Ishtar is a machlekes Tanoim. Zotel is a din ami Tanoi, inachnami. According to me, it's also machlekes Tanoim. As we have theoretical brises anyway. One brise says even Ishtar is Osir. And the other brise says Ishtar is Mutter. So according to Rabbi Yosef, it's a machlekes Tanoim anyway. Zotel, according to me, it's also machlekes Tanoim. So Drashil the din ami. Bein ishtoi, bein acher plukte dani tanoihi. So machlekes. So mele, according to him, it's also miyusha. The lalocha, what's brought down is that with an achar, with somebody else, it doesn't help turning around the faces. That then you have to have a mafsik beinayim. But with your own wife, it's brought down two sheetahs. One sheet to pass with your own wife, you're allowed to just turn your face around and say krishma. And the other sheet is a chumrah, that even with your own wife also, you should be made like a b'yasef. That there's theory of the brises here. So there is one brise that says even Mishtoi Sosa. So the Khurma to be like even with your own wife also. Oh mama, Zer Master Pon of a Kareya Krishma. We had a Shiloh, the Kopan of Lisa Bjesa said with your own wife, you're allowed to just turn your face around backwards to her and say Krishma. Krati Gemara Voika Agvois. We're talking about they're both Orim, they're not wearing anything. See, if the man turns around and the wife turns around, but the agvos at the backside, they're touching one another. So here it's a shayla, what's called an erva? Is the agvos the backside, is that called an erva or not? So here, if it is called an erva, and if they're touching one another, it should also be us to say krishma. If your erva is touching your wife's erva, so it's us to say krishma. So drashi ika agvos, dinagi yadod, even though they're back to back, but the backside touching one the other, that should also be called an erva. So the Gemara Lechura Mesana Rafuna. You have a right to Rafuna Talocha. The Yom Rafuna Agvois Ein Behem Yishum Erva. The backside it doesn't have a din erva. What has a din erva is only the makam by the beitzim or the gid of a man, or else to that oisa makam by an isha. That's called an erva. But the backside that's not called an erva. Zay by an ish, zay by an isha. It's not called an erva. Therefore, here if you with your own wife, the svar is you rugged with her. So even though your backside is touching her backside, you're rugged with her, so you don't have machshava to mavato for machshava's krishma, you're allowed to say krishma. So the agvais, mean the agvais here's the backside. That's what we're talking about. That's something else. That's not the Gemara though. The Sala Ravuna is the Gemara. The Yom Ravuna agvais ain bohem yishumerva. Ravuna's agvais doesn't have a dinerva. So the Gemara lema masala. Let's bring a riot to Ravuna. Lema Sala Ravuna. For Isha Yoishevet, and Isha is allowed to sit, the Koitzalah Chalos, so she takes off Chalah, and the Ma'a, when you take off Chalah, you have to make a bracha. Aruma, even though she's naked, she's not wearing anything, still she's allowed to make a bracha. Why? And Alocha is, if a person is naked, he's not allowed to make a bracha, because the Alocha, your erver is uncovered. Now, your erver, the Torah says, La Yerobacha Ervas Dover. Kozaman, your erver is uncovered, you're not allowed to say a Dover Shebekadusha. Nothing to do with seeing somebody else's erva. Even your own erva alone, if it's own covered, you're not allowed to make a bracha. So here we have the kashra, the isha, she's orim, how could she make a bracha? Her erva is uncovered, even if she's alone in the room. Nobody's looking at her. But when she's uncovered, she can't make the bracha. The Torah says, because when isha sits down, she's sitting down, covers up her erva. So here it's a raya, what's called an erva? Only the mokim erva mamish, where you have the bia. That's called the mokim erva. Mashenka the Agvos, the back is not called Erva. Avoloyo Ish. So the Mark Law, but an Ish can't do this. If an Ish, a man, is uncovered, naked, even if he sits down on the floor, he's not allowed to make a bracha. So Drashi, why? Drashi, the Koitza Chalos Aruma. The Yafal Pish Orem Osa Lavorach, even though a person is undressed, he's not allowed to make a bracha, because his Erva is uncovered. Of the Ish, it is an Eitza, that she Yosheves, if she sits, Muteris. Anisha's whole erva is covered up when she sits on the ground. Because his gid and his beitzim stick out. You can't sit down on that. So therefore, the erva is called uncovered. You're not allowed to make a bracha, even if nobody's there with you. It seems When she sits down, good, she covers up her makam erva. But the chur, the backside is still uncovered. So why isn't it osur? Elamai, that's the raya to Rav Huna, that the backside is not called an erva. Rashi behind you see osur, that's a raya to Rav Huna. So tomorrow night could be there's more in Matka, maybe there's no raya to Rav Huna. Tigmar of Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, going shoy paneh, two chais pekarta. Pashta means it was like soft karka there, and when she sat down, she like pushed herself down into the karka. So she pushes herself a little bit down into the karka, then even the backside also gets covered up with the karka. So the Mar Matka, maybe there's no riot to Rav Huna. But la loch we pass on like Rav Huna, that Agvois Mikir Adin is not called in Erva. Trashi, Kagoin Shoya Ponel Toichois, means the Vukas, like stuck in, or Machusas the karka, is covered up with the karka. Tucha the Trashi Mashma Losh and Shius, it's like smoothened out. Tiach Cholot, Shaino Paletis. So maybe the whole Agvois is like smoothened out in the karka. So maybe there it's mutter for Isha to make the bracha. But halacha we hold like Rav Huna. That is that the advice is ain't behem mishum erva. So maybe come to say that if you're lying with your wife in the bed, and if you turn your back to her, even though your backside touching her backside, make you adin, you're allowed to say Krishna. As we said, there's one sheet that's machm even be ishtay. Mashen came be acher with somebody else, then no. Then it doesn't help. Turn around. You have to have a mechitza, you have to have a mafsik b'nei. So the only other time you have a heter is with your own children when they're young. Omamar, imhoyu bonav b'nei beis ha'katan. If your children are young, you're also allowed to turn your face around and say Krishna. So tomorrow b'yat kama, tell how old your children have to be. It could be. Omarav chizda tinoikes b'asholoshonim. When they're 3 years old already, they're called Rui Leviya, then it's awesome. B'yemechon. V'tinik b'ntisa shonim b'yemechon. That's when the zman the Rui Leviya. Trashi b'asholosh b'ntisa Shuzman Shane Boyin Lechlavia. Ika the army, some Senon Loki Pasha, the second Mandiyama, Tinoikes Basyur Alashon Vyamecha. Till she's 11 years old, it's mutter for father to lie in the same bed with his daughter, and be that turned faces around, he's allowed to say Krishna. The Tinek Benstein Eshre Shon of Yamecha. And the boy, a mother with her son, is allowed to even until he's 12 years old. So the more Idi V'Idi, both of them must be shir as Kidei Shodayim Nochoino U'Sharech Tzimeich. Means the Loshin at this year, at 11 years old, that she looks up looking like a girl already. So then there's a little bit taiva for her. Then even a father with his own daughter is not allowed to say Krishna if they're touched, if they're lying in the same bed or him. So Drashi Bas Yud Aleph U'Ben Yud Beis Zeman Shuboyis Lechlal Shoreis V'Shodayim Nochoinim. Cyrus, Shadayim Nechoina. They come to have here, there, the Mokam Erva, and the Shadayim Nechoina. Shemisham V'yelech Boyes Lechlau Bia. What does that mean? Shadim Isavulahem. A different Shia. That's it, just now, like 3 years old, and the girl is Roy to have Bia. But nobody has a taiva for her yet. When she comes 11 years old and starts to develop, then there's a Mokam taiva for her. Then we say, even by a father, when he lies with his daughter, he's not allowed to. Now, rather, this cool is only with your own daughter. With another girl, it wouldn't have a heter. With your own daughter, though, even though you're lying orim in the bed, if you turn your face around, you're allowed to say Krishna until 11 years old. Omalei Rav Kanal Rav Ashi. Hosom Omar Rava, before Rav Paskanaf, I got the tiyufta to Shmuel, even though we had a tiyufta on Shmuel, about wearing the tefillin, we're allowed to put your tefillin when you want to go to sleep at night. Hilchasa Kavosai, the Shmuel, still you're passing like Shmuel, Hochimai. Over here, what's the luck of the apostle like Shmuel or not? So Rashi also, Mama Rova, Gabi Tfilin, Takas Mershoisev, you want to leave him on the pillow at night, to come, Shmuel, Afidu Ishti, Imoy, Halacha Shmuel. He passed, even though you have your wife on your bed, you have your Tashmish, still, without the Tzemokim Mishuma there, you're allowed to keep Tfilin under your pillow. Hoko, Gabi Yishonim, Shem Yishonim, Gabi Shnayim, Shem Yishonim, the Koshori Shmuel, the Ishti, Imoy, Mai. Before Shmuel was master with your own wife, you're allowed to say Krishma, what's the locha? Or Malay, Otta Kuli Bechod Amachta Machtin, is everything in one needle? Elahechad Yitmitma, where it says Chloe passing like Shmuel, that's the locha. Of the Hechad, Layitma, Layitma. See, you can't have a Chloraya, how he passing. Trashi Machta Machtin, Bariga Achas Arachim, in one stitch, you stitch everything. So here it doesn't say, so we don't have a Chlora halocha. We spoke out, Ikar Locher is like Shmuel. But there is a Yesh Machmir, even with your own wife, you should have a mastic, you should have the blanket between you. Omalei Rav Moran Rapopa. Sar Yoitse Tvigdoi Mal. This means by an ish. If by his mokum or a zippo, if a hair is sticking out, does that have a din erva not? As if you could see the erva, Shabshiti, you can't say Krishma in front of it. What about just the hair is sticking out? Does that have a din erva not? Kori alei sar. He said that's like nothing. That's what he paskin. That sar doesn't have a din erva. Be not seeing the erva goof or the gid or the beitzim, just the hair doesn't have a din erva. Srashi yotza sar bebigdoi. Sheneke bigdoi. You have a hole there. Sheneged zokin atachtoin. Is that called like an erva? You can't say Krishma in front of it. He answered, "Sar, that doesn't bring any taivah, any machshavis. It's mutter." Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, tefach beisha erva. The rabbanon dekalocha that any tefach of an isha is called an erva that you can't say Krishma in front of her. Well, soon see. Lamai. What halacha you call a tefach of an isha? Now, usually a tefach of an isha means in places where it's usually covered. An isha usually covers itself. If she uncovers there, a tefach has a din erva. For the Gemara Lamai. Elaim lesakuli, but if you want to say about looking at her, and the Mepharshim say means to have hanor looking at an isha, not your own wife, somebody else, an erva. Well, Amar Ashashis. Lama monakos of tachshitim shevachutz. In tachshitim shevachutz. By midyan, the Torah says there they brought tachshitim of pnim, of it means near the emokim erva, and tachshitim b'chutz. Loimelach that kol amestakel b'yetzba katana shalisha. Anybody looks at even the pinky of the isha al menas to have a no from it is kilu mestakel emokim atur, as if you look at mamish the emokim erva. So Rashi, maybe some less coolly, but im eishes ishi. So Rashi sheet there is only an isha to look at another eishes ish. Mashma pnuya koin to Rashi is muta. Well, look, it's what down most ishas in any way. When they get to the stage that they have their anida, they have a denida now, and they don't go to the mikveh now. So they have a shem erva anyway. Tashitim rifnim. Koim is the fush of beisarechim at the girdle. Shoa you oisim liv noisayim. V'noikvin kois le beisarechim. A kiderach shenoikvin eso aznayim. V'toichin noisik v'desh lo yisokul mehem zuchorim. Used to make a nice girdle there on their daughters that nobody should have nus with them. Him tashitim shabachutz. Atzodev it's somit like the bracelets. Hey, Mevili Weissen al Kaporis Hiru Avera should start with the most midyan. By the chet of midyans afterwards they brought their tashitim for kapora. So Torah mentions both tashitim, the bracelet and the girdles, to tell you that if you mistakel any place, it's as if you're looking at the mokum erva. So if you want to say about looking at Elisha, any place you look to have hanor out of it's also. Elad the ishtoi, now it's talking about your own wife. That your own wife, you're allowed to look at your own wife, or the Krishma. Just means it has a shame erva that when you're saying Krishma, you shouldn't be looking at your wife. At what part of your wife? A mokum that's usually covered, now if it's uncovered, a tefach has a din erva. We'll see. Shrashi lishto le Krishma, and tefach megulabo liikra Krishma kalegdoi. Then you shouldn't say Krishma in front of her. Omer Rav Chizda, shoit the ish erva. The thigh of the isha is also called an erva. And Tosha, these are only ervas midirabonim. We'll soon say nafkiminis for midiraisim midirabonim. Midiraisim and erva is only the mokum of the bia mamish. That's the mokum erva. And by a man, the mokum erva is beitzim and his gid. That's midiraisim. Midirabonim, they said in the mokum of Isha that if you look at her, that people have hero, you start thinking about her. So midirabonim, that has it in erva, that you now have to say Krishna in front of her. So, who are din ashoik? The thigh also has it in erva. Shinema, the prophet says, Gali Shoik, Ivri Naharis, says uncover your Shoik when you went over the Naharis, and the next pasuk says, Tigoyal Ervoscha, means if you uncovered your Erva, the Gam Teruach Eposech. So, Mashra, by uncovering the Shoik, the thigh, it's as if she uncovered her Erva. So, the Shoik is also called an Erva. So, Drashi Shoik, right the Rashi through his Vashis Ish. His Erva, the Drashi, Lastuk Listakil, to look at it, the Chain Vishnu Krishma. And who are doing your own wife? Is she not covering her thighs? And now let us say Krishma in front of her. Goli, Shagrashi, Ksiv Basri, Tigol, Erbasecha. So Mashma, like Yon, Tigol, Yon covered your Erba. Omashmuel, Kol, the Isha Erba. Who are doing if an Isha is singing? It also has an Erba midirabonin. And now let us say Krishma when you hear it. Shinema, Kikolecha, Orev, Omarech, Anodin. Drashi Kolech Oriz, Midishabeyach Lo Kro, the Gavo, since the Postik says about beautiful, how her voice was, Shramina Taivi, Mashma, there is a Taiva, people enjoy it to have a Taiva. That's the Svara, that Erva Midrabana means anything that when you look there, you hear this, you can have Taiva for an Isha, so you shouldn't say Krishma then, because you can't have Kabona for Krishma. Omar Rav Sheshes Sav Isha Erva. But what then, the hair of an Isha is also called Erva. I mean, you can't say Krishma if your wife is not covering your hair. You can't say Krishma. It's called an Erva. Shenema Sharef Kederizim. Sarek Kederizim. So also the Apostle is saying Shvach about it, Maishmet Samokam, to have pipe from. Since the Shalos, by this, there's a chilek between a Pnuya and an Eishes Ish. By a Pnuya girl, you're allowed to say Krishma in front of her. It's not called an Erva. Why? Because it's a derech for them not to cover the hair. So anything that's a derech, it's normal. You rub the kach, you have no taiva. Because by an Eishes Ish, since it's a derech for them to cover the hair, now if they don't cover the hair, it's a special taiva. It's also to say Krishma in front of them. And on Machmav this goes the Velt has Hetta, say open the Aruch HaShulchan, he's the one that's makel about saying Krishna in front of even an Eishes Ish if she doesn't cover here. Because he says the Baal now that a lot of Prutzim and people don't cover the hair, so it's ruddle to see uncovered here. Samel doesn't give you a taiva. Samel, he's mat even to say Krishna in front of an Isha that doesn't cover here either. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's kula. Mishnah Berurah is a mashma like that, that's the Aruch HaShulchan's kula. Same thing, Ish the same halacha. Ish the same thing. She's not covering here, look, you shouldn't say Krishma in front. It's called an erva. What? No. Ravuna was something else. What's Ravuna? Agvois. Ravuna's name was Agvois. That's something else. We pass an Agvois. Agvois is not called. Is not called erva at all. But Shankin Tsar is here called erva.
So
we said it's only mutna if you turn your head away. Ravuna's only mutna if you, so you're not looking at her. They are sort of if you're looking at her. Another kula is like this. These Erevs in the Rabbanon helps the Chazanish Pasuk, at least like this, in the Mishnah Berurah Masupik, closing your eyes. An Erev in the Rabbanon, the whole, really in the Rice is not an Erev. I said, Isha is not wearing anything. Even the breast also in the Rice, of course, is not called an Erev. You're not wearing anything. So if you close your eyes, you'd be allowed to say it. Because Midirayt is not called an Erev. The only Erev is Midirabbanon. If you look there, it'll bring you the title of the hero. So if you close your eyes, you're not looking at it, it'll be mutter, because there's no erva there. That's a chazonishes kulon. An erva with rabbonin, it helps closing your eyes. Mashenka, she's orum legamri, even the mokam erva mamish, that's an issim of the rice in front of an erva, you can't say davish b'gdusha. It wouldn't help closing your eyes. Here the only answer is turning your whole face around the other way. But an erva with rabbonin, it helps closing your eyes.
So you have to close your eyes and turn around?
Yes, and the mishmur is a little bit more machma. But it's a fear in the Mishnah Berurah Gufa. In one place, the chazonish the host says close mutter. So then Mr. Berurah says that when you see you can't turn around, then he's also matter closing your eyes. Yeah. So Mikra then is also matter. He's a bissel machma, it's a bissel chiddush why he says it. Because later he says the next Mishnah right away that an erva, the rabbanon, it helps closing your eyes. So that's a kash, the crew of these ervas are also one of the rabbanon. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Right. Omer Rav Chanina. Ani Rishis Rebbe Shatola Tfilov. He hung up his tefillah. At night time, you know, they didn't know where to put them, like we said. More, they didn't have such good chairs and closets. You sat and nail on the wall, they hung it up on the wall. Neisvei, hatoyla tefillah, yitla lechayit. It's like you're bizarre to tefillah, and your mom is hanging your own life up there. It's not nice. And Dorshe Chamuris, mitipo dashim sukim, Omar, vohoyu chayecha tluyim lecho minegit. What does the Pasuk mean? Zeh hatoyla tefillah. So Rashi says, Zeh hatoyla tefillah, Shatoyra chayim shalodim. And the Bach puts the gears to, hey, Hatel tefillin shatfillin chayim shalodim. That the tefillin is a chiyas to the yodim. Like he said, he brings out the Morris says seifat chelis that nemdal gomer shlokish kolam niyak tefillin marich yomim shenamar adoni aleyan iyichya. So Mashu, if you're wearing tefillin, it gives you arichas yomim. So tefillin is called like yichayim, it's arichas yomim. Ramaz lechak koser sheet lechayim. Here the pasuk is saying sometimes you'll hang your own life with it if you hang the tefillin. So it's a kasha. How did Rebbe hang up his tefillin? Merle kasha. Hobritzua hobiktitza. If you hang it, it's Rashi Beritzua under its suas of it. Reaktitza lamata, and the tefillin itself is facing downwards. That's the gnai yulehem. Avotoylehu oisam the ketitza. But if you put like the batim itself on top of the peg, and utehei haketitza monachas ali yased yased beritzuas lamata yased denis muta. If you put the tefillin itself on top of the peg and let the ritzuas hang down, that's not a mokum bizoyin, that's mutter. The boy is saying, Loishna ritzuah, Loishna ktitzna, both ways is also to hang your tefillin up. Also, the chitola rebbe, the chista toli. He hung it up in the kiss, in the bag. Shasha b'teich tikon, for you. Vitola hatik. For the gemara, he hochi mala meimra, so chur b'shitas there, the tefillin is in a bag, he can hang up the bag. Ma the tamer to boy hanovik sefer Torah name. Maybe I was thinking of sefer Torah even that much is also. The mamish have to lie it down straight on the table. You also put an aron hakodesh. Kamash blon tefillin it's mutter. Yoma Rabbi Chanina. Ani Reis, yes, Rabbi, I saw Rabbi Shagihok, this is in the middle of Shmonesra. No davening, Shagihok, he means he belched. Drashi, Richard Balav, Pom, Mishad, Moitzi, Migufa, and the Piv, Neficha, Mitech, Soivai, Verecha, Kerecha, Michael, Shocha. He belched. Opiat, another thing was he yawned. Drashi, Chayach, Machayach, Vasech, Leitzi, Ruach, Ateh, Mole, he opened his mouth very wide, called him Shawai Talisha, and I shamed Mishina. He yawned. Venisata, she sneezed. Yeah. Veroik, and he spit. Over Mashmeh the Bigza. Drashi, Lahavir Akina, he had a worm there, with a kina lice, in the Begit.